It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
One thing my girl Mel and I are going to do is discover a new eatery.
Ooh, fun.
Well, this place isn't designed for you to walk in and eat, but it's Benton's latest obsession. It's the Hong Kong Asian Market. All right.
Oh, wait. That's up at that little strip mall where they had like the big supermarket thing.
And
nothing has survived
there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to be prepared to be amazed by the snack selection here. Like, it's unlike anything I've ever encountered.
Okay.
And now I'm like, wait. Is Benton about to become a new fun snack destination? Like, don't even get started on the ice cream that they have there. It's unreal. It's not just mochi, right? I get it. You're like, I love Bluebell. That's right. Let's discover something different. Also, I could just settle in on the ice cream if I just wanted to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors you've never heard of. Types of ice cream. Well,
right.
I picked up a few and I was like, I think this picture says it's mango.
So
I'm excited.
Enough.
So anyways, I'm just saying, talk to the staff there, and the staff at the new market said, hey, we're going to, even though we're just open, like, we are going to bring even more inventory.
Sweet.
All those sauces, all those noodles, all that goodness that you're like, I got to go to Dallas to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not no more.
Awesome.
Check it out now. More info inside your free K94.5
app. You
know what's
even cooler?
What?
They're in that same strip mall with Sobo Cafe. So it's like you can get Starbucks, but you can get Sobo and you can go grocery shopping.
And you support
K94.5 Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
So I saw this article and I'm instantly like, wait, I have to click.
Okay.
Like, I have to read it. More American women are choosing to remain single, not because they've given up on love, but because according to Wall Street Journal,
mm-hmm.
these women are tired of unfulfilling relationships.
Ooh,
so the article suggested that the trend is a result of just basically women that are like, hey, they're more educated. They're more economically successful than their male counterparts. And so it created this weird mismatch in dating because let's be real, guys, for 10 seconds, ladies. We're looking for partners that are, like, equal. Like, we want you to be emotionally available.
Right,
we want
you
to share the same career goals. And I had this discussion recently with a friend because they're like, why are you single?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in our group, I feel like everybody's coupled up. And then there's Chica. You know, like, she gonna bring a plus one? Probably not. But I was telling them, like, and you, this is very weird, by the way. Evan and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, for a very long time. Like, I knew Evan when he was in high school.
Yes.
So you knew my ex-fiance.
Vaguely, barely.
Well, you knew of, I was with somebody.
Right.
And every guy, him and since him and everything, it was always like I was pushing them up a hill. Does that make sense? Like, I want you to want this for yourself. I want you to have a career.
Yeah.
I want you to go out there and it wasn't even about the money. It was just about, like, I want you to have something and be proud of it. So, anyway, women prioritizing their emotional well-being and happiness over finding more peace and fulfillment. So, basically, we're finding more peace and fulfillment in being single than in relationships where we feel unseen or unsupported.
See, they say this, but again, I feel the moment someone says, hey, I have TRICARE, you're on board.
Oh, absolutely, baby.
See, that easy.
I see marriage as a legally binding document. I'll cook for you. You provide help.
Had to get back at you.
K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
Is there something going on in your life that you're like, I gotta scream. I gotta tell everybody. We don't care what it is. Like, did you go on a fabulous first date? Cool.
Ooh.
Did you finally finish a book that you struggled to fit? Listen.
Been there.
Whatever it is, we want to celebrate alongside you. That's what Feel Good on the 50s is all about.
Those moments where the group chat just isn't responding when you tell them all about whatever just happened. Feel Good on the 50 is here for that exact feeling. Zach in Benton, what's making you feel good today?
Oh, well, I mean, I went to go get my coffee, you know, right up the street. There was a really good place that I stopped by called Scooters.
Oh, I heard.
Man, it was the Yeah, it was the fastest service I ever had. Ooh. You know, yeah, it was awesome. The coffee was actually brewed good. You know, it didn't.
You don't get that often. They always burn it or underdo it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you go over to Starbucks and it's just, you know, completely full of whipped cream.
Right.
So, you know, I just like, you know, good, strong cup of coffee. And I go there and, you know, it's set. It's good.
Dang. All right. Shout out Scooter's Coffee for making our mornings a little easier.
I agree. Awesome.
9 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan. Wait a second.
Okay.
10 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for 3 things you need to know before you go.
1.
The 7th season of the popular reality dating show Love Island USA came to a close with the winning couple being crowned. I mean, it was... I saw that people... Bars in Dallas had Love Island. Like,
oh my God.
Like, this is insane. And I bet you one of these funky bars did something like that. Like, I bet you, like,
they probably had a Love Island night. Just come kiss every stranger at the bar.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like this would be like on par for something wild for like the crew at Bears to do. Cause I feel like the crew at Bears, you can't put them in a box. Like,
no, absolutely not.
That bar is like the most unhinged. I love that bar. Anyway.
Oh, it's awesome.
Check it out. Shout out to Amaya and Brian. They took home the $100,000 grand prize, and they got the majority of the public vote. Nick and Alandria came in second, and Huda and Chris came in third.
Good for them. Good for them.
2.
The latest DC Comics movie, Superman, has had a massive opening weekend, bringing about $217 million back home to the box office. It's their biggest movie for anything they've done since Batman.
What? Yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
Superman.
Okay, confession.
What's up?
I did go over the weekend because, you know, I'm such a fan of Damson Idris, who's an F1. And I only watch it. Everybody's like, watch it for Brad Pitt. Screw him. I'm there for my boy Damson. But I looked around. I was like, oh, there's a Superman movie out. And everybody was there to watch it. So this tracks.
I felt like we've had a lot of superhero movie fatigue. We've had a lot of MCU movies. Mm-hmm. Maybe people were tired of them. But the amount of people I've seen going to Superman this weekend. Apparently, we still love superhero movies. I'm here for it.
3.
Justin Bieber's new album, Swag, was released, sparking just online reactions, really. If you're on TikTok, I mean, everybody is... We're all in love with Justin Bieber. If you thought you weren't a Belieber, and you're like, eh, I'm too old for it. This is your 33-year-old friend telling you, nah, baby, never too old for the Biebs. I'm telling you, Giveon and Justin Bieber both dropping albums on Friday. When I tell you I couldn't figure out which album to listen to, and I still don't have them memorized because they all kind of like intertwine. But I will say this.
One day it's Justin, one day it's Giveon. You can do it.
I need to tell you this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber played us all. Everything that, all this acting out and craziness that he
all
was doing.
All the drama that's gone on for like the last 3 months.
It was all to generate buzz.
You really think so?
Watch all the craziness he's been doing.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning. We've got an anonymous listener on the Big Couch Show, Bestie Bailey. Good morning.
Hello, friends.
This one kind of has me concerned because it's somebody concerned about somebody else's weight.
Right.
Is that okay, Bestie Bailey, read our anonymous group therapy.
Okay, so I have a friend who is extremely overweight. We've been friends since we were in high school, and after she had kids, she gained even more weight. She is quickly out of breath type overweight. Mm. I've tried getting her to join me at the gym or hot girl walks, really anything to help her. She complains all the time and says she hates living in this body, but won't do anything about it. It's gotten to the point where I try not to roll my eyes when she brings her weight up. To top it off, she has some serious health concerns. Her husband is not concerned at all. Am I crazy for being upset? I'm not embarrassed of her or anything. She's my friend. I just want her to be healthy. What do I do?
Can I put you on blast real quick?
Yeah.
You lost 80 pounds.
Yeah.
You, what was, Is it fair to say, because I'm a big girl, and I just started my weight loss journey, which you've been helping me out tremendously. We've been doing tennis. I didn't start losing weight until I woke up one day and was like, I'm going to do this for me.
Yeah, so it was actually the day before the world shut down for COVID for me, and I stepped on the scale, and I was like, no. So when everyone was partying, getting wild during COVID, I was like, lock it in. Like, I would drink and have fun, but I wasn't going crazy.
So for you, it was also the same thing. Like,
yeah,
it
I woke up. You had to make the decision for yourself.
And your husband at the time, was he super motivational? Like,
yeah, he would go on walks with me. He would do all the things. Like, if I was like, hey, let's eat healthy, like, he was all on board. So
okay, so
supportive.
You, obviously, this is something that her friend doesn't have. It sounds like she doesn't have a supportive husband. It
right.
Like,
but also, my friends who have kids are like, if my kid's eating a snack, I'm eating a snack. And so I could see where it could be hard for her.
Yeah.
But you have to change what your kids are eating too.
And like, I can't stress this enough. If you don't want it for yourself.
Yeah, you can't.
Somebody could want it in every part of your life, right? Somebody could want something for you more than you want it for yourself. And if they don't, I don't know.
I feel like one of the best things about our friendship is I tell you all the time, especially you do the same thing with me for guys. I can't make you not like a guy. I don't like them, but that doesn't mean that you're going to stop liking them. I can't make you want something different.
Okay. Anyway, we're over here giving away too much.
Y'all send in, we'll post our Venmos for that therapy session.
Anyway, meanwhile, Evan's like, hey, I'm just not going to. Evan, we just went off over here. But
no, I think it's good.
What are your thoughts? And I'd love to hear from somebody, not to be a jerk, but like, if you've ever struggled with your weight, like, you're who we want to hear from.
Right.
Right? Like, we want you to chime in and share with us what would help you, what would motivate you. Because I know for me, it's like, if I had a girlfriend going, hey, let's do all this, obviously it'd motivate me. But want to hear from you, 800-9436, or inside the free K94.5 app.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now.
800-9687 Road.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning. We've got an anonymous listener for this group therapy. So Bestie Bailey is sitting on the big couch for us this morning.
Okay, so I'm not liking the advice that I'm seeing on the K94.5 app. Here's what happened. Anonymous said, have a dear friend who was always overweight, has kids, ends up getting even more overweight to a point where she didn't say weight or anything, but she did say that she is out of breath consistently. And her friend hates the body she's in. I did keep in mind the husband was mentioned, right? She said that her friend's not doing anything about it. Husband doesn't care.
Right.
Husband's just like not concerned about it at all. So we did have somebody message in saying the husband needs to be the one to tell her. If your partner can't be transparent with you and can't share with you that they're disgusted by you, then who else will? I don't think that anybody's disgusted here.
Because he looks at her and he's like, she gave me my kids.
That's my baby mama. I love her. Yep. Now, there are ways that you could have a supportive partner, right? Like,
right.
Bestie Bailey, at the time of your, 80-pound transformation, you right. had a very supportive partner.
Yeah, and he was there with me. He was.
When I did 75 hard back in the day, I did not have a supportive partner.
That's hard.
It was hard because he was like, oh, come on. And he never had struggled with his weight, so. Mm-hmm. I think how much more successful I would have been if I would add a partner being like, boom, boom. Yeah, girl. What else we got on the K94.5 app?
We also have invite her to do active fun things. I play tennis, take the kids to the jump house, something fun to do. There are plenty of things that are fun and healthy. Try that. Just because it's fun doesn't mean it can't be healthy.
Okay, so throwing that out there, Bestie Bailey and I have been playing with so many random. The tennis community is huge.
And we've like made friends. Like we like text. Like we're like, we leave and we're like, oh, hey, we did great today. Like it's awesome.
So I support the tennis idea.
I feel like I lost weight too.
Mm-hmm. More advice inside the K94.5 app. I don't know if this is the approach everyone would necessarily take, but okay. Marcy in Houghton said, if I have any advice on losing weight, just please hear me out on this one thing. Don't get on the shot. It's not the natural way God intended for you to get fit. Eat well and pray every day.
Let me tell you, the shot is the best thing that ever happened. 30 pounds later, I'm telling you right now, I feel good.
We need a holy shot.
Here's the thing, too, is I took the shot, still worked out, still ate healthy. Mm-hmm. So if you do it right, and that was one thing that we talked about. It took me a long time to lose this much weight, but like, it's not supposed to happen overnight.
It took me 6 months to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to happen overnight. So, bye.
If you can't afford the shot, just say it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Government entrance now.
Still taking your advice, 894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app. Want to know what's some advice? K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time once again to feel good on the 50.
All right, so if there is something that has been happening in your life and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to tell somebody. You know, sometimes you achieve something and you feel like it's too braggy? Where can I? Brag with us. Brag to us. Celebrate with us. Let us be DeLulu with you. So, what's making you feel good this morning?
894-36, or you can always hit us up inside the free K94.5 app.
All right, Annie, tell us what's making you feel good today.
Man, it is farmer's market weather. Do you know what I mean? Like sundresses, and I know it's hot, but I'm just so grateful that winter is over, and it's just beautiful. The sun makes me so happy. I'm just so happy about the weather.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and I am really lost. I know who Banksy is, the street artist.
Yes.
Who does, like, political art all around the world.
Like, it appears, then
it's
disappears.
Up, it goes up for a bit, says something profound, and then disappears. What does that have to do with my relationship?
Well, I'm worried about you.
Okay.
Have you noticed your girl being a little distant?
No.
Okay, then. You're not
to worry. You say you're worried about this, and then, like, it's not at all a thing.
Sorry. Banksying is a new relationship term by relationship expert Suzanne Winter. Here's why I'm worried about it.
Okay.
It is the perfect tool. It's the perfect exit strategy for people that hate communication. So basically,
okay,
you're dating somebody. Everything's going great. 6 months in, they give you the ick.
Right, right.
Instead of you sitting down and going, hey, like, listen, this
Let's
happened.
Talk about it.
Or, like, I don't like the way you did XYZ.
Right,
or I
right.
don't, you know, they didn't call in and get group therapy to figure out how to address it. They instead were like, let me just drift away. All of a sudden, you start calling them, hey, like, are we still on for dinner? Hey, not tonight.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, so instead of you being like, no, here's a clear breakup, here's a clear line, we're done, we're broken
right,
up.
Okay.
You drift away all
so
of a sudden before you realize you've disappeared.
You're just being flaky.
You're flaky up until you ghost them.
You're quiet quitting. That's
oh my gosh, you're quiet quitting a relationship.
I feel like Banksy is such a bad term for this, because Banksy, it's always something, you know. It's not
well,
that it's
I feel like with Banksy,
disappearing.
No, I feel like with Banksy, it's something so grand and so like, whoa!
Well, the, you know,
and
the,
then
the,
gone.
The point of Banksy art is it's trying to make you, like, see something. So if you're going to really Banksy someone, you need to, like, when you are present.
Do not be saying crash out on the
Don't
on,
crash
on the
out. No. But
okay.
You need to be leaving. If you're going to be this evil, you need to leave hints at least Banksy style. Because all of Banksy's art is like, you know, we need peace now type stuff. It's always got a profound, deeper message to it. So when you do finally have that one date, you need to start saying, like, yeah, just...
Is love forever?
If we do get married, things like that, small drops,
okay,
and slowly,
so
piece by piece, disappear.
Opposite of love bombing is what I'm catching on to.
Well, no, because that doesn't even work, because Banksy never goes away. I mean, art will disappear, but it'll come back and do it again. I mean, this is just quiet quitting.
This is...
Banksying, you've got to stay in their life forever. You've got to keep popping up. You've got
to
torture them forever.
No, stop. Dude,
like
what
this.
Is wrong with you? You
no,
are
this isn't
sick
dating advice.
The,
this is torture
you are
advice.
So sick in the head. Anyway, don't be Banksying anybody. Being clear is being kind. You're not into them, let them know.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, so the reality of Buc-ee's is that we need more.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Rustin Buc-ee's been
in
the works for freaking 12
years. Feels like forever now, yeah.
Okay, I know, I really think it's what, 4 years?
It might be. At least 3, I want to say.
It's the most insane thing we've ever
seen,
okay? Point is, on our way to Florida, last year, a trip to Buc-ee's cost us an extra 2 hours. There's that Buc-ee's, the Beach Express one.
Uh-huh.
Thought we'd try it again this past weekend.
Still, how far out?
Bro, it added, and keep in mind, here's the rules I made.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get there. We're going to get in line.
Right.
We're going to fill up on gas because it's still very cheap for gas.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about that, Buc-ee's in Alabama. Everybody knows it. If you've been to Gulf Shores, if you've been to 30A, you go into Florida, anything like that, you've been to this Buc-ee's. So pull up. I said, guys, we got a plan. And they're like, God, Chica, it's way too packed. We're never going to get in and out. And I said, we're going to get in and out of here in less than an hour. Way mm-hmm. too overconfident. Way too secure in my... Because I got to understand, even though I may be going into it going, oh my gosh, we're set, we're even, we're good.
Right.
Right? That may not be my reality. Like, people around... Yeah. People around me aren't going to move how I need them to move.
Right.
Some people there are experiencing Buc-ee's for the first time.
Exactly.
Even though I got it memorized what I want, and I know what I need, and I got it calculated. I already know I'm going to go get the delicious burrito. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. There are people there experiencing Buc-ee's for the first time. I got to respect
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
It added 2 hours and 10 minutes to our drive.
You've got to learn the Buc-ee's code is... Everyone might be experiencing it for the first time, so I've got to teach them, this is how we do Buc-ee's. If they're in the way of the nuts wall, you're going to go grab your nuts off the wall if they're in the way. It doesn't matter. You got to force your way through that place sometimes, okay?
Say that again. You got to do what?
You got to go grab your nuts off the wall. You know the wall where they have the nuts? Every time I got... Have I not told you about my nuts?
I didn't Buc-ee's know
obsession?
You loved...
Buc-ee's nuts? I love Buc-ee's
walnuts.
Yeah.
Nuts on the wall.
No, they've got a wall. Every single Buc-ee's, the nuts are on a wall, okay, and there's just a giant sign that says nuts. I get a picture with the nut sign every time I go to Buc-ee's.
I love that you love nuts.
I love Buc-ee's nuts.
Even though you're obsessed with the nuts, I go to the wall of meat.
Fair.
You know what it is? You get every single flavor you could possibly dream of.
And the way you've got to do it is you've got to force yourself through the crowd. I don't care if this kid's 4 years old and it's his first time getting beaver nuggets. I've got to get my nuts.
And the congregation said, amen. Okay, but listen. If you're planning to drive and go experience the beach this summer, or maybe you're coming back and listening to the podcast... If you are okay with adding an extra 2 hours to your trip, go ahead, stop at Buc-ee's.
Even when I go to the Buc-ee's in Terrell, when I'm going to Dallas, it's only like 5 minutes out of the way, I still end up staying an extra hour because it's Buc-ee's. Come on.
K94.5. More of the hits you love continues next. K94.5.com.
A fight between a mother and daughter in Shreveport results in a stabbing. It happened on Hollywood near Mansfield Road. The mother not seriously hurt. The daughter grabbed a baby from the back seat and ran off. She was later captured. The baby's okay. A man shot dead in Lincoln Parish in an officer-involved shooting. The suspect was pulled over on a traffic stop but wouldn't put a gun down. That's when deputies shot him after he made an aggressive move. Another successful battle over blight as the Block by Block initiative moved to Queensboro on Saturday. The next event, July 26th. In MLK. A chase in Caddo Parish lands a man behind bars. 35-year-old Marcus Harbor caught by Caddo deputies after a brief chase on Henderson Gin Road. Emergency crews temporarily suspended their search for victims of catastrophic flooding in Texas because of new warnings about additional rains. Two women killed in a shooting in a Lexington, Kentucky church. The shooter was also killed. Top pick in the MLB draft is Eli Willits, a 17-year-old high school shortstop taken by the Washington Nationals. I'm Erin McCarty from 101.7 FM and 710 KU.
Upper-level trough over eastern Oklahoma will linger through today, and that's going to keep scattered afternoon thunderstorms in the forecast. 94 the high today, 76 overnight. Ridge will build for Tuesday. Sunshine 97. Lots of sunshine at Wednesday. Wednesday's high near 100. Heat index values near 105. Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel.
Streets are clear. No wrecks reported right now. But don't forget, until 4 o'clock this afternoon, I-220 westbound between the Cross Lake Bridge and Lakeshore Drive. Right lane is closed while they're repairing that concrete buckle. If you spot something else slowing traffic, call the traffic hotline,
687-7623.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. to see your face, and I really hope. For someone else.
K94.5, Benson Boone. Sorry, I'm here for someone else. Requested by Lindy inside the K94.5 app. Hey, we're Chica and Evan in the morning. We're just 15 minutes away from kicking off the 94-minute music marathon.
So if you have a Justin Bieber request, daisies, please go ahead and submit that now inside your free K94.5 app, because someone won't play my request right now. Like, you have the control. And you're able to play a song.
Get to it.
Dude,
we'll get to it. We've got other requests.
I've literally been begging you. All.
I know.
Flood his DMs right now. Evan Roberts, find him. You know what? Easier. Inside the K94.5 app. We the people.
Come on.
JB. I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini. I come and I go. Prove you got the right to please me. Everybody knows.
Be the
K94.5, Dua Lipa with Houdini. You're hanging out with Chica and Evan in the morning.
What is making you feel good this morning? What little thing happened to you that you're like, hey, this is worth celebrating?
I woke up before my alarm went off this morning.
Wait, that means that you slept more than 4 hours.
I did, actually, yeah.
How long did you sleep?
4.5.
I was so excited you for like 0.5 seconds.
Dog kept me up all night. Anyways, here's Shaboozy with good news.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act right. Play a sad song on a tiny violin. For the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Sin is sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. If the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me. Living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Sin is sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me. Living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still start singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me. Living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still start singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
So feel good on the 50 is our way of celebrating any good thing that has made you smile, anything that has brought happiness to your life, however big, however small. Sometimes something good happens, and you just want to pick up the phone and call somebody. We're that somebody. And then everybody else that's listening is that somebody. So you know the drill. 800-9436.
Bethany in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Hi, I think that you should go to Norton Art Gallery.
Really?
Get your besties. Oh, okay. Gather all your besties. Whatever, if you have one, if you have several, get them there. The azaleas are blooming. And it's so gorgeous. It's so beautiful. Ooh. Unreal. It doesn't feel like Shreveport. You gotta go and see this, okay?
Okay, I've been seeing a lot of people, like, talk about how beautiful it is out there. I'm just saying, Evan, we could go for a walk together.
No. Have you looked outside at all today?
Okay, but I'm just saying, when the weather gets prettier, like
okay,
it has
then maybe.
When Bethany went, I'm just